Hello and welcome to Poets Corner. I am your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy. Today I'll be reading from Sonnets from the Portuguese by English poet Elizabeth Barrett Browning. She was born in 1806 and she died in 1861. She was an English poet of the Victorian era, popular in Britain and the United States during her lifetime. She was born in County Durham, England, the eldest of 12 children, and wrote poetry from the age of 11. At 15, she became ill, suffering intense head and spinal pain for the rest of her life. And from then on, her father treated her as an invalid and forbade her to leave the house, but she kept on writing poetry. Her volume Poems brought her great success in 1844, attracting the admiration of the writer Robert Browning. Their correspondence, courtship, and marriage in 1846 were carried out in secret for fear of her father's disapproval. Following the wedding, she was indeed disinherited by her father. In 1846, the couple moved to Italy, where she lived the rest of her life. She was 40 years old when they married, having long given up any hope of being married. These 14-line sonnets were written for her husband, but she felt they were too personal, and she wanted to call them sonnets from the Portuguese and claim only to have translated them. But Robert Browning convinced her they were too beautiful not to claim as her own work. None of them is titled except by number. There are 44 sonnets. I have chosen a few random samplings. She always felt Robert was the better writer. But these sonnets show her love and joy and gratitude for the love that came into her life later in life. Sonnet number 1. I thought once how Theodocritus had sung of the sweet years, the dear and wished for years, who each one in a gracious hand appears to bear a gift for mortals, old or young. And as I mused it, in his antique tongue, I saw in gradual vision, through my tears, the sweet sad years, the melancholy years, those of my own life, who by turns had flung a shadow across me. Straightway I was aware, so weeping, how a mystic shape did move behind me and drew me backward by the hair. And a voice said in mastery, while I strove, guess who holds thee? Death, I said. But there the silver answer rang, not death, but love. Sonnet 2. But only 3 in all God's universe have heard this word thou hast said, himself besides thee speaking and me listening. And replied one of us, that was God, and laid the curse so darkly on my eyelids. My sight from seeing thee was blocked, that if I had died, the death weights placed there would have signified less absolute exclusion. Nay, is worse from God than all others, O my friend. Men could not part us with their worldly jars, nor the seas change us, nor the tempests bend. Our hands would touch for all the mountain bars, and heaven being rolled between us at the end, we should but vow the faster for the stars. Robert Browning was already a famous poet when he wrote to Elizabeth, telling her how much he valued her work. This is her sonnet 3. Unlike are we, unlike, O princely heart, unlike our uses and our destinies. Our ministering two angels look surprise on one another as they strike athwart their wings in passing. Thou, bethink thee, art a guest for queens to social pageantries, with gazes from 100 brighter eyes than tears can even make mine, to play thy part of chief musician. What hast thou to do with looking from the lattice lights at me, a poor, tired, wandering singer, singing through the dark and leaning up a cypress tree? The chrism is on thine head, on mine the dew, and death must take the level where these agree. Sonnet 4. Thou hast thy calling to some palace floor, most gracious singer of high poems, where the dancers will break footing from the care of watching up thy pregnant lips for more. And dost thou lift this house's latch, too poor for hand of thine? And cast thou think and bear to let thy music drop here unaware in folds of golden fullness at my door? Look up and see the casement broken in, the bats and owlets builders in the roof. My cricket chirps against thy mandolin. Hush, call no echo up in further proof of desolation. There's a voice within that weeps as thou must sing alone, aloof. Sonnet 5. I lift my heavy heart up solemnly, as once Electra her sepulchral urn, and looking in thine eyes, I overturn the ashes at thy feet. Behold and see what a great heap of grief lay hid in me, and how the red wild sparkles dimly burn through the ashen grayness. If thy foot in scorn could tread them all out to darkness utterly, it might be well, perhaps. But if instead thou wait beside me for the wind to blow the gray dust up, those laurels on thine head, O my beloved, will not shield thee so, that none of all the fires shall scorch and shred the hair beneath. Stand further off, then go. Sonnet 6. Go from me, yet I feel that I shall stand henceforth in thy shadow, never more alone upon the threshold of my door of individual life. I shall command the uses of my soul, nor lift my hand serenely in the sunshine as before, without the sense of that which I forbore, thy touch upon the palm. The widest land doom takes to part us, leaves thy heart in mine with pulses that beat double. What I do and what I dream include thee, as the wine must taste of its own grapes. And when I sue God for myself, he hears that name of thine and sees within mine eye the tears of two. Sonnet 7. The face of all the world is changed, I think, since first I heard the footsteps of thy soul move still, oh still, beside me, as they stole betwixt me and the dreadful outer brink of obvious death, where I, who thought to sink, was caught up into love and taught the whole of life in a new rhythm. The cup of dole God gave me for baptism, I am fain to drink and praise its sweetness, sweet with thee anear. The names of country, heaven, are changed away, for where thou art or shalt be, there or here, and this lute and song loved yesterday. The singing angels know are only dear, because thy name moves right in what they say. Sonnet 8. What can I give thee back, O liberal and princely giver, who hast brought the gold and purple of thine heart, unstained, untold, and laid them on the outside of the wall for such as I to take or leave withal? In unexpected largesse, am I cold, ungrateful, that for these most manifold high gifts I render nothing back at all? Not so, not cold, but very poor indeed. Ask God who knows, for frequent tears have run the colors from my life, and left so dead and pale a stuff, it were not fitly done to give the same as pillow to thy head. Go farther, let it serve to trample on. Sonnet 9. Can it be right to give what I can give? To let thee sit beneath the fall of tears as salt as mine, and hear the sighing years re-sighing on my lips, renunciative? Through those infrequent smiles which failed to live for all thy adjurations? Oh, my fears, that this can scarce be right. We are not peers. So to be lovers, and I own and grieve that givers of such gifts as mine are, must be counted with the ungenerous. Out, alas! I will not soil thy purple with my dust, nor breathe my poison on thy venous glass, nor give thee any love which were just unjust. Beloved, I only love thee. Let it pass. Sonnet 13. And wilt thou have me fashion into speech the love I bear thee, finding words enough, and hold the torch out while the winds are rough between our faces to cast light on each? I drop it at thy feet. I cannot teach my hand to hold my spirit so far off from myself, me, that I should bring thee proof in words of love hid in me out of reach. Nay, let the silence of my womanhood commend my woman love to thy belief, seeing that I stand unwon, however wooed, and rend the garment of my life in brief, by a most dauntless, voiceless fortitude, lest one touch of this heart convey its grief. I think when she wrote that one, she might have been thinking of her family and her father, because when she eloped with Browning, she never saw her family again. Sonnet 14. This is a very famous one. If thou must love me, let it be for naught except for love's sake only. Do not say I love her for her smile, her look, her way of speaking gently, for a trick of thought that falls in well with mine, and certes brought a sense of pleasant ease on such a day. For these things in themselves, beloved, may be changed, or change for thee, and love so wrought may be unwrought so. Neither love me for thine own dear pities, wiping my cheeks dry. A creature might forget to weep, who bore thy comfort long and lose thy love thereby. But love me for love's sake, that evermore thou must love on through love's eternity. Sonnet 16. And yet, because thou overcomest so, because thou art more noble and like a king, thou canst prevail against my fears and fling thy purple around me, till my heart shall grow too close against thine heart, henceforth to know how it shook when alone. Why, conquering may prove as lordly and complete a thing in lifting upward as in crushing low. And as a vanquished soldier yields his sword to one who lifts him from the bloody earth, even so, beloved, I at last record here ends my strife. If thou invite me forth, I rise above abasement at the word. Make thy love larger to enlarge my worth. Sonnet 18. I never gave a lock of hair away to a man, dearest, except this to thee, which now upon my fingers thoughtfully I wring out to the full brown length and say, take it. My day of youth went yesterday. My hair no longer bounds to my foot's glee, nor plant I it from rose or myrtle tree, as girls do any more. It may now shade on two pale cheeks the mark of tears, taught drooping from the head that hangs aside through sorrow's trick. I thought the funeral shears would take it first, but love is justified. Take it thou, finding pure from all those years the kiss my mother left here when she died. Sonnet 20. Beloved, my beloved, when I think that thou wast in the world a year ago, what time I sat alone here in the snow and saw no footprint, heard the silence sink, no moment at thy voice, but link by link went counting all my chains, as if that so they never could fall off at any blow struck by thy possible hand. Why, thus I drink of life's great cup of wonder, wonderful, never to feel thee thrill the day or night with personal act or speech, nor ever cull some prescience of thee with blossoms white thou sawest growing. Atheist or dull, who cannot guess God's presence out of sight. Sonnet 21. Say over again, and yet once over again, that thou dost love me. Though the word repeated should seem a cuckoo song, as thou dost treat it, remember, never to the hill or plain, valley and wood, without her cuckoo strain, comes the fresh spring, in all her green completed. Beloved, I amid the darkness greeted by a doubtful spirit voice, in that doubt's pain cry, speak once more, thou lovest. Who can fear too many stars, though each in heaven shall roll? Too many flowers, though each shall crown the year? Say thou dost love me, love me, love me. Toll thy silver utterance, only minding, dear, to love me also in silence with thy soul. Sonnet 23. Is it indeed so? If I lay here dead, wouldst thou miss any life in losing mine? And would the sun for thee more coldly shine because of grave damps falling round my head? I marveled, my beloved, when I read thy thought so in the letter. I am thine. But so much to thee? Can I pour thy wine while my hands tremble? Then my soul, instead of dreams of death, resumes life's lower range. Then love me. Love, look on me, breathe on me, as brighter ladies do not count it strange for love to give up acres and degree. I yield the grave for thy sake and exchange my near sweet view of heaven for earth with thee. Sonnet 24. Let the world's sharpness like a clasping knife shut in upon itself and do no harm in this close hand of love, now soft and warm. And let us hear no sound of human strife after the click of the shutting. Life to life. I lean upon thee, dear, without alarm, and feel as safe as guarded by a charm against the stab of worldlings who, if rife, are weak to injure. Very whitely still, the lilies of our lives may reassure their blossoms from their roots accessible alone to heavenly dews that drop not fewer, growing straight out of man's reach on the hill. God only, who made us rich, can make us poor. Sonnet 25. A heavy heart, beloved, have I borne from year to year before I saw thy face. And sorrow after sorrow took the place of all those natural joys as lightly worn as the stringed pearls, each lifted in its turn by a beating heart at dance time. Hopes apace were changed to long despairs, till God's own grace could scarcely lift above the world forlorn my heavy heart. Then thou didst bid me bring and let it drop down thy calmly great deep being. Fast it sinketh as a thing which its own nature does precipitate, while thine doth close above it, mediating betwixt the stars and the unaccomplished fate. 26. I once lived with visions for my company, instead of men and women, years ago, and found them gentle mates, nor thought to know a sweeter music than they played to me. But soon their trailing purple was not free of this world's dust. Their lutes did silent grow, and I myself grew faint and blind below their vanishing eyes. Then thou didst come to be, beloved, what they seemed. Their shining fronts, their songs, their splendors, better yet, the same as river water, hallowed into fonts, met in thee, and from out thee overcame my soul with satisfaction of all wants, because God's gifts put man's best dreams to shame. 27. And now the most famous sonnet of all her writings. Sonnet 43. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach, when feeling out of sight for the ends of being and ideal grace. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need, by sun and candlelight. I love thee freely, as men strive for right. I love thee purely, as they turn from praise. I love thee with the passion put to use in my old griefs and with my childhood's faith. I love thee with a love I seemed to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life. And if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death. Sonnet 26. My own beloved, who hast lifted me from this drear flat of earth where I was thrown, and in betwixt the languid ringlets blown a life breath, till the forehead hopefully shines out again, and all the angels see before thy saving kiss. My own, who camest to me when the world was gone, and I who looked only for God found thee. I find thee, I am safe and strong and glad, as one who stands in dewless asphodel looks backward on the tedious time he had in the upper life, so I, with bosom swell, make witness here between the good and bad, that love, as strong as death, retrieves as well. Sonnet 32. The first time that the sun rose on thy oath to love me, I looked forward to the moon to slacken all those bonds which seemed too soon, and quickly tied to make a lasting troth. Quick-loving hearts, I thought, may quickly loathe, and looking on myself, I seemed not one for such man's love. More like an out-of-tune, worn violin a good singer would be wroth to spoil his song with, and which, snatched in haste, is laid down at the first ill-sounding note. I did not wrong myself so, but I placed a wrong on thee. For perfect strains may float neath master hands from instruments defaced, and great souls at one stroke may do and dote. Sonnet 35. If I leave all for thee, wilt thou exchange and be all to me? Shall I never miss home talk and blessing in the common kiss that comes to each in turn, nor count it strange when I look up to drop on a new range of walls and floors another home than this? Nay, wilt thou fill that place by me, which is filled by eyes too tender to know change that's hardest? If to conquer love has tried, to conquer grief tries more, and all things prove, for grief indeed is love, and grief beside. Alas, I have grieved, so I am hard to love. Yet love me, wilt thou? Open thy heart wide, and fold within the wet wings of thy dove. Thank you for listening to Poet's Corner today, as we shared some of Elizabeth Barrett Browning's love sonnets, known as Sonnets from the Portuguese. Until next time, this is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy, wishing you good evening.